June 10th, 2014. St. Francis de Sales says, Praise be to Jesus. I wish to describe to you the qualities of a good leader. Such a leader never uses his position to oppose the rights of others. A good leader does not seek his own advantage, be it more power than is his to have, material gain, or an inflated reputation. Humility and holy love are the most important attributes in the heart of any leader. If these two virtues are present, he has the foundation of sound leadership. When humility and holy love are missing, the groundwork for the abuse of power has been laid. It is then the person in leadership is not fair-minded, but self-oriented. This opens the door to dictatorship or, at the very least, insensitivity to the needs of his followers. Caring, sensitive leadership encourages faithful followers and unity. It is then the flock sees the shepherd as truthful and trustworthy. The self-centered leader, who jealously guards his territory without regard to righteousness, promotes disunity amongst all. I tell you these things as good leadership is too scarce in the world today. You must know what to look for. Leaders who try to destroy good are not working with the general common good in mind. As you have been told, good cannot oppose good. These days there is too much authority for authority's sake, and not leadership for the general welfare of the public. The world needs this message. A note is given to read Titus, chapter 1, 7 through 9. For a bishop, as God's steward, must be blameless. He must not be arrogant or quick-tempered, or a drunkard, or violent, or greedy for gain, but hospitable, a lover of goodness, master of himself, upright, holy, and self-controlled. He must hold firm to the sure word as taught, so that he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine, and also to confute those who contradict it.